You're listening to the Big Fat episode number 99 of the Fiddler's Online Music Program. We're on the brink here of crossing into three-digit number land. Almost going to hit the big, awesome 100. Isn't that fancy? Ooh, 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 la, la, la. Anyway, we're going to get started here. We're actually a week earlier than normal. We're going to be doing August releases. Actually, this is August 2007 releases part one, because although, you know, it's still during the summer and releases are still kind of slow, there's actually the releases that are going out there, there's a lot of good ones. So we're going to cover August 7th and the 14th today, and then next weekend we're going to cover the 21st and the 28th releases in August. So we're going to go ahead and get started now with a band that I've played before once on the show, I think back in July, a band called Augie March. They're from Australia. And they're actually going to be touring the U.S. in September and October in support of this release, Moo You Bloody Choir. And the track you're going to hear now is Just Passing Through.
We'll be right back.
Alright, so that was Augie March there with the track Just Passing Through off of the album Moo, You Bloody Choir. A band there from, I believe, let's double check here. I believe it's Melbourne, Australia. Yes. And so that release came out on August 7th on the Zomba group, label group there. You can find out more about them over at augiemarch.com. That's augiemarch.com or at myspace.com/augiemarch. And as I mentioned, they're touring the U.S. in September and October. And so now we're going to move on to another August 7th release, another band actually from the continent area, you know, the Australia continental area, but they're actually from New Zealand, and I hear people from New Zealand get very upset if you call them Australian. That's just what I've heard. Anyway, you know, New Zealand, about 2,000 kilometers southeast of Australia, separated by the Tasman Sea. I know this because I decided to look it up on Wikipedia and talk like I know my geography. Which I now do. Now, if somebody asks me, I know the answer to that. Anyway, the Brunettes here is what we're going to be listening to. They had an album, their North American release of the album, Structure and Cosmetics, came out on Sub Pop Records on August 7th. We're going to be listening to the track Small Town Crew, and they're actually also going to be touring the U.S. Throughout September and October, and then in November they're going to be jumping out over into Europe. So, pretty much if you're anywhere in the world, you're going to have a chance to check out the Brunettes. So here we go. As I mentioned, this is the track Small Town Crew off of Structure and Cosmetics.
Lodge
Alright, so what you just heard there was Schooner with the track There's Enough to Do off of the album Hold On Too Tight, which came out on 5440 or Fight Records, or I don't know if they have records. Anyway, 5440 or Fight, you can find them over at 5440orfight.com. It's all spelled out, there's no numbers in there for your convenience, you just gotta type the whole sucker out. Anyway, so that was Schooner. That was reviewed a while back by, I believe, Doug Cowie, who, upon receiving the CD in the mail, liked it so much he just wrote a review, like, super fast, and it was amazing, because he enjoyed it so much. So anyway, I'll have a link to that review over on the playlist page at thefiddler.com/podcast, where you can find links to the band sites, label sites, purchase links, and, you know, MySpace pages and MP3 downloads, if we have them available. You can find out more about Schooner over at myspace.com/schooner, that's S-C-H-O-O-N-E-R, or over at schoonermusic.com. Let's see, looking across their schedule here, it doesn't look like they have any shows planned right now, but you can always just keep your eyes open at their website or their MySpace page, and keep up to date with what's going on with them. Before that, we heard from the Brunettes with the track there, Small Town Crew, and you can find them over on MySpace at myspace.com/thebrunettes or their website at thebrunettes.co.nz. And as I mentioned, they're touring throughout September, October, and November across the world, so if you enjoyed hearing that stuff, go check them out live and show your support that way there. And let's see, so up next we got one more track that we're going to include from the set of August 7th releases. This one's from the band Ockerville River. It comes from their album The Stage Names, which was released on Jag Jaguar on August 7th. And the name of the track here is Our Life Is Not a Movie, or Maybe.
It's just a bad movie where there's no crying. And in the keys to me, in this red line, where the lock that you locked in the sweet says there's no prying. When the breath that you breathed in the street screams there's no science. When you look how you look then to me, then I cease lying and fall into silence. So there's no climax, no more new territory. So pull away the IMAX. In the slot that you sliced through the scene, there was no shyness. In the plot that you passed through your teeth, there was no pity, no faded. Film begins on a kid in the socket you spin from with ease, there is no sticking from the the speakers, your fake masterpiece comes serenely dribbling. And when the air on your chair feels the heat, that's the flames licking beneath the clock on the clean mantelpiece. It's got a cold clicking like a pro, and his editing suite takes 2 weeks.
Alright, that was Aukraville River there with the track Our Life Is Not a Movie, or Maybe. Great one there. That comes off of their album, The Stage Names, which was released on Jag Jaguar back on August 7th. And I was talking to my buddy Jasper from the Plan 9 Rock Show, which you can find over at plan9print.com/podcast, I believe, or just go to plan9print.com. You know, just about podcasting and our shows and stuff like that. And he said, you know, he's been enjoying these release shows, which is good. I appreciate that positive feedback there. And that he also liked the parts where I mentioned the other releases that came out. So I'm going to cover some releases from August 7th. And this is from a list provided on the website Large Hearted Boy, which is a great music blog. And so every week he kind of lists out some of the interesting CD releases and DVD releases and stuff like that. And highly recommended. Check out largeheartedboy.com. And so some of the other things that came out on the 7th, you had a release from Art in Manila called Set the Woods on Fire, and that one came out on Saddle Creek Records. And that is the project of Arenda Fink from Azure Ray, and so just thought I'd mention that because that might make it more interesting to you. And then there's Augie March, which you played, Bomb the Music Industry, The Coral, Jennifer Gentle. Magnolia Electric Company had a box set released on Secretly Canadian Records that week. Let's see, Marissa Nadler, Mira and Spectratone International, and let's see, Taryn Tell with the Ghetto Beats on the Surface of the Sun. Just some releases from August 7th for you to check out and see if you enjoy. I'm sure all those bands have, you know, places where you can sample the music ahead of time. And if you like it, you can go purchase it, since it is now available. Let's see, Aukraville River, back to them, are available for information for you to view about them, rather, is available at myspace.com/AukravilleRiver or over at AukravilleRiver.com. That's OKKERVILRiver.com. And they're going to be touring the U.S. throughout, North America throughout September and October. And then in November, they're heading out to Europe as well. So, just like the other bands, touring all over the world this fall. So if you have a chance, go check them out. And you can see what they got live. Anyway, up next we're going to hear from a band by the name of Stupor Hero. It's a song called Super Ball, and it's off of the album Last Star Shining, which is one that I actually just reviewed this past week. It's a fun album. You've got a duo plus, well, it's really a trio. You've got a duo of two humans plus a mannequin drummer by the name of Chuckles. And they're going to be playing at the International Pop Overthrow Festival this coming weekend here in Seattle, and I am going to be checking out that show on Friday because, you know, it's always good because this is actually taking place in Ballard, which is a part of Seattle, which is super awesome and cool to hang out in. It's actually the area that I work in, so it kind of makes it convenient for me to be able to just kind of mosey on over after work, and then hopefully, if everything works out, I'll be interviewing them about a week from now, and then you'll be hearing that interview come out over on the podcast. You can find out more about Stupor Hero over at myspace.com/stuporheromusic, or just go to superheromusic.com. I apologize. Sometimes I start speaking a little bit too quickly, and words just don't form properly. Anyway, Superhero, they're going to be touring in October, actually. Looks like they're hitting up Iowa, Michigan, North Carolina, New York, Utah, Idaho. Pretty good all over the place there with that those performance dates. So, so if you live in those parts of the United States, check them out. Otherwise, be sure to check them out this coming weekend in Seattle at the International Pop Overthrow Festival, which is going to be taking place at the Sunset Tavern in Ballard. You can find out more about it over at internationalpopoverthrow.com. And I'll be sure to let you know next week how the show was and all that good stuff like that. So this is Superhero with the track Super Ball off of the album Last Star Shining. I think I was going to play two songs in a row there, but I just had to say something about Super Balls because I used to, in college, collect them. Not necessarily because I liked the way they looked or because I wanted to have a Super Ball collection, but because I think that they would make great, not necessarily weapons, but, you know, it's summertime and you've got all these people driving around with their windows open, and they frequently like to drive by and yell things at you. And I've always thought that Super Balls would be great things to have in your pocket so you could just throw it at their car, hopefully get it in the window and have it bounce around in there. I realize that that could cause an accident and potentially damage, but I also think that that's what those people get for yelling at you from their car. Something should have to happen. Because if you're walking on the street and they're driving by, there's nothing you can do except throw something. And I don't think they would cause too much damage. So, that's why I think it's okay. That's all I had to say about that. And that was the track Super Ball from Superhero off of the album Last Star Shining. Up next, we got a track from Nina Nostalgia and Jim White. It's called I Write Down Lists, and it's from the album You Follow Me.
Their names there.
All right, so that was Alina Simone there with the track Saw-Edged Grass of her album Placelessness, an album that we've definitely mentioned frequently on The Filler, not just on the podcast, but, you know, in news posts as well, especially following the interview I did with Alina back last September, I believe, when she was performing in Seattle. At that point, the album had pretty much been recorded, but it didn't have a home and didn't have a label yet. And so 5440 or Fight, the label that also released that Schooner album that I played a track from earlier, released this new album from Alina Simone as well. And you can find out more about Alina Simone over at alinasimone.com. And as I mentioned, 5440 or Fight is over at 5440orfight.com. Before that, you heard from Nina Nastasia and Jim White with the track I Write Down Lists off of the album You Follow Me. That album was released on Fat Cat Records. You can find more about over at fat-cat.co.uk. Or you can go to myspace.com/Nina Nastasia. And let's see. So before we get to our final track, let's see what else came out on August 14th that may be of interest to you. Let's see. We've got an album from Turbo Negro. We got an album from You Say Party, We Say Die, which is an album we played a track from before. And I thought about playing a track from today, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm just not. I didn't put it on my playlist. But maybe I'll play it again next week. That's an album that actually came out in May in Canada and is now just coming out in the U.S. in August on, I believe it's Paper Bag Records. And let's see. There wasn't really much other stuff that came out on the 14th. Looks like there was a Tupac remix album, Duets and Remixes. And the stuff we played there, Junior, Senior, and some other stuff. You know, but nothing too big that I want to feel like I have to mention to you to keep you in the know. Yeah, so if you have any comments for me, be sure to send me an email over at phil@thefiller.com or go to the website at thefiller.com and see the playlist at thefiller.com/podcast and leave a comment on the page there. And one day I'll sign up for a new voicemail number, but no one used it, so I'm not going to reference it, especially since I lost the number, as I mentioned last week. So now we're going to close out with a live track from Life Without Buildings. It's a live album called Live at the Annandale Hotel. It was released on the 14th on Absolutely Kosher Records, which you can find out more about over at absolutelykosher.com. And it's a track that was recorded, I believe, on it's like a December 2002 performance in Sydney, Australia. One of the last performances by the band, which just existed for a few years from 1999 to 2002. And so that performance is captured on this album, Live at the Annandale Hotel, and it's available from Absolutely Kosher Records. You can find out more about Life Without Buildings by going over to lifewithoutbuildings.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week as we cover some more releases from August 2007.
If I lose you, if I lose you, if I lose you, if I lose you, the hunt, mm-hmm. If I, if I lose you, if I lose you, the heart, illusion on the street, if I lose you on the street, if I lose you on the street, night, if I lose you on the street, if I lose, don't they stay, if I lose you on the street, if I lose you on the street, hey, if I lose you on the street, Chi-Chi, come in, feel for you, kiss me, break my mind, close the door, black steel, break my mind, close the door, black steel, sound of you falling out, sound of you, if I lose you on the street, stick, if I lose you on the street, I said, what's up? What's up with your friends? What's up with your friends? MVP, 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 high brother, wanna see ya. Stand up. If the high heels don't trade, don't trade. If the high heels don't trade, don't trade. May I walk with you, may I walk with you. In the time change, slide it back. In the tire change, it's quarter, quarter, like San Francisco. Mix with the up. Come on, babe, don't fuss in the time to slide back. Say